concern.
Hello?
Yes, George, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
George,
yeah.
I wanted to... Ellinger last night wanted me to change this message. I'm meeting with the house boys at 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the problem I get in. I lean over backwards in consulting with Congress, and I don't need to talk to them at all about this, but this involves so much money that if I didn't, I'd just feel better if I talked to them. Now, if I come up, though, and ask for authority for 3.5,
yeah,
and then in the back door I come along and a little later do 3.5 without asking for it again,
yeah,
I'll be in a position of putting... more in under the table than it did on top of the table.
Yeah.
And they'd say, well, you told this little private group down here in the mess. And I'd say, yeah, I told them, but I didn't tell the country, the 200 million people, and I think they ought to be served notice. Now, Rusk and some of them, we've thought about it, they said the gall's rolling in gold, and we ought to just be open and above board and say, now, we believe in feeding hungry people. We're going to give everybody else a chance to ask them to stay all night with them. But, and we're going to keep them the first 2 or 3 days ourselves. But if the others won't do it, they turn their back on them, then we are going to give them enough to tide them through the winter. And I ought to say it just like I originally planned last night. Now, I don't want to get it held up. And I don't know whether Elder didn't, he just generally quarreled. I don't know whether that makes that much difference to him or not.
He wanted to hold it up. I'm pretty sure he wanted to hold it up. And his committee wants to support his position. You can't, I think you not only got to tell the country, you got to tell the whole world and make sure they don't forget it. And you can't condition our help on the... every other country doing their part, because most of them won't do it.
That's right.
And we've got to make it. We will stand out, really, among all the countries of the world, that the one that really does have consideration for human beings.
Well, I think that's right, George. And if you can help me, I think I'll just say that now we got a minimum here that's necessary to feed hungry people. Now, we're going to do our share.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask everybody else to do their share. And we're going to ask all the Indians to go back and ask them again. But if they can't do it, and they won't do it, then we're not going to stand and let them be hungry while we got our warehouses bulging.
Yeah, I think you better make it plain that we will help fight famine wherever it is, to the limit of our own ability, however. Don't give them the idea that we have unlimited means. And really, it's going to make Canada and France and some of those countries feel a little silly, I think. Sell every bushel they have for dollars and expect us to do all the giving.
Fine, George. I'll get it up that way, and I'll go like I did last night, and you try to help with Aiken as much as you can, with Eleanor.
And I think, as I said last night, that you've got to let them produce some more here.
Fine.
Now, whether that's soybeans or wheat, there's got to be a balanced production, too.
All right. All right, I'll get Freeman to get in touch with you and get your ideas. And
sure.
You try to get with Mike and Ellender, and when that message hits, try to get that committee together so we can get a report out.
Yeah, well, Ellender's called meetings before for things that he disapproved of, and I don't think he'll try to hold it up.
Thank you. You help on it.
Okay.
Bye.